During a period of my life where I was mostly living on the road, I often made money through house sitting and dog sitting. It was super easy and convenient to get temporary jobs that way, and it also paid me to stay at sometimes really nice houses for several days or even weeks. I was scheduled to dog and house sit at a place in Washington this week. I drove up there on a Thursday and met the owners and the dog. It was a large golden retriever named Apple. She was extremely friendly and loving right from the start, and only an hour after arriving, the owners left for their vacation. With them gone, I decided to explore the house a bit just to make myself more comfortable, as I was going to be there for 5 to 6 days. It was a really large home in a very remote area of the National Forest. I mean, this place had to be at least worth $1 million, and it honestly felt surreal to be staying there. That first day, I played with Apple and just got used to the home, then ate dinner and took her out for a walk around 7. The sun was slowly setting, and the whole road I was walking along was a peaceful wooded area. There were no other houses visible in any direction. I brought Apple down the road for about 15 minutes, then turned around and headed back. As we got back to the driveway, though, there was a guy. He was walking down the driveway, and as he passed by me, he kept his head down and didn't say anything. He looked like he was 30-ish, with short black hair and some baggy jeans. Now, this was a really long driveway. Like, it took a whole 3 minutes of walking just to get to the house, but there were no other houses connected to this. So where the hell could he be coming from other than the house? I hurried Apple up to the home and got us both inside, locking the doors just in case. The only thing I could think of was that he was exploring the woods or something and just happened to pop out by the driveway. Seeing him walking away, though, I hoped that whatever it wasn't something to worry too much about. Nothing else happened that day, and I went to bed that night around 10. This next day, I didn't do much. I relaxed inside with Apple and watched a movie while eating leftovers from yesterday. I felt like staying up late though, and the house had this really awesome upstairs balcony with a fire pit. So once the sun set, I lit up a campfire and sat on the lounge chair. Apple stayed with me for a while, but she ended up going back inside to lay in her bed. 30 minutes passed, and it was maybe 11:30, when I heard Apple start barking from inside the house. It wasn't just a typical bark, though. It was very sudden and frantic. And knowing she was such a friendly dog, this really caught me off guard. I jumped up from the chair and ran inside. She was still barking, and it was coming from the other side of the upstairs hallway. When I looked down, I saw one of the doors to a spare bedroom was open, and I could see Apple in the room with her tail between her legs, staring at one side of the room. I called her name, but she just continued to bark, so I hurried into the room. Her gaze was fixed on a door. I could feel my adrenaline start kicking in as I moved toward it and slowly cracked the door open. It was pitch black in there, and I didn't know where the light switch was, but it was a large walk-in closet full of clothes hanging everywhere. And somehow, my eyes locked on a small gap. There was an eye staring right back at me. For a moment, I froze before quickly slamming the door. I could hear the clothes rattling inside the closet as I grabbed Apple's collar and rushed her downstairs and straight into my car. I drove away, hands shaking on the steering wheel, and called 911. Once cops arrived, I waited anxiously for 10 minutes as they searched the home, but came out alone. The guy had already left. We went over everything, and I told them about the person that I saw yesterday, but that was really all I knew, and I really couldn't confirm if it was the same person. What the officers told me is that the man probably knew the family was going on vacation and thought the house would be empty. What he intended to do is unclear though, and honestly, I'm not convinced that he broke in and hid in the closet without knowing I was there. I think he knew, which only makes it more terrifying. Thankfully, Apple noticed him and got my attention, because without her, I don't know what would have happened that night. I'm a maintenance worker for a small business. They run all their operations during the day, so I work overnight. It makes my job easier because I don't have to work around them, and vice versa. It's technically just a part-time job, though. I work from 8 to 12 on the weekdays. This night, I arrived a little late, but clocked in right away and got to work. An hour went by, and as I was cleaning off one of the desks, the phone in the front of the building started ringing. Obviously, the place was closed, and I didn't have any business answering it, so I let it ring through. But a couple minutes later, it rang again, and then again, and again. I knew it wasn't my boss, or anyone else that worked here, because they would have just texted or called me directly from my cell phone. It's not like they were calling right after the place closed, either. The services stopped at 6 p.m, and it was around 9 right now. After the fifth time it rang, I walked up to the front desk and looked at the caller ID. It just said, unknown caller. I tried to decide whether to just mute the phone and leave it, or to just quickly answer and let them know we were closed. Ultimately, I didn't want to deal with it, so I just decided to mute it. I walked away from the front and continued with cleaning off the desks. Probably 30 minutes went by, and I had totally forgotten about the phone. I kind of assumed that by now, they had to have given up anyways. It was about 10 p.m, and I was upstairs taking a break in the small coffee room, when I heard a sound from below me. It was a beep, just a single electronic beep sound that I'd never heard before. I didn't think much of it at first, until I heard a door open and close. I literally turned my head toward the stairwell and just looked completely stunned for a moment. Who could possibly be coming into the building right now? It was way too late. I was a little nervous, but really hoped that it was just a worker that forgot something. I walked up to the open stairwell and listened for a second before calling out, "Hello? Is someone down there?" I heard subtle footsteps abruptly stop as soon as I called out. There was a pause. "Hello?" I said again. My body slowly filled with tension as I started to worry about the possible other scenarios. Then I heard a couple more footsteps getting closer to the bottom of the stairwell. I quietly leaned over and looked down at the doorway. There was a shadow of a man. They were standing still, probably just a foot or two from the entrance to the stairwell. It looked like they were waiting for me or something. After a really unnerving few seconds, I backed away and moved further into the coffee room, then quietly pulled my phone out and called 911. I just hid behind the bar table and whispered to the operator as I stared at the empty stairwell. It only took a couple minutes for the first officer to make it. I heard him come in and yell for everyone to come out. I didn't hear anyone else say anything, and he made it all the way upstairs without seeing anyone. We didn't get any answers until we got hold of the security tapes. Disturbingly, the guy stood at the bottom of that stairwell for several minutes, holding a knife and looking absolutely unfazed by anything. He didn't seem to have come in with the intention of hurting me, Actually, it seemed like he had no idea I was there until I called out. However, once he knew I was there, it looked like he was 100% willing to harm me if I came in his way. After a couple minutes, and just before the officer arrived, he left out the front door. I guess the biggest mystery is how he got a key card to unlock the door. That's what the beep sound was. Even I didn't have a key card. I just had a normal metal key. The search is still open for the guy, and I still work there. Hopefully this was just a one-time thing, but it definitely still has me feeling uneasy some nights. My name is Trevor, and I'm a freshman in college. I don't have a lot of bills to pay, as I'm lucky to have a supportive family. However, I still have to pay for my own food, and for whatever random activities that I want to do with my friends. I do Uber Eats every once in a while, just to make enough to afford these things. I drove an old beater Honda Accord that probably belonged in the scrapyard, but it did the job, I guess. Anyway, I had been delivering for a couple hours on this day, and it was about 10 p.m. when I picked up an order from Wendy's. There was nothing abnormal about it, at least from what I knew. I drove 15 minutes down the mostly empty highway. The turn was directly off the highway on some gravel road. It was in a forest, and without any streetlights, it was very dark. The headlights on my Honda were really dim too, which made it really difficult to drive down this road. All I could see was about 10 feet ahead. After a minute, the road stopped very suddenly. I checked my Uber Eats app, and it showed that I'd arrived. However, I didn't see a house anywhere. I stepped out of my car and took a few steps in front of my headlights, trying to see if there was a path or something. I didn't see anything. It was just woods and trees. I started to wonder if maybe I had missed a turn somewhere along the gravel road. I turned back around and opened my car door, but as I was getting in, I spotted a light in the woods. It was just a small, dim light coming from between the trees. It wasn't moving at all, which made me think it might be a porch light. I walked a little bit closer to try and see, but it wasn't bright enough to show anything around it. Literally, all I could see was the light itself. I stood there for a minute, awkwardly holding the Wendy's bag and unsure whether or not to walk up to it. Then it suddenly moved. It went behind one of the trees and either turned off or just stayed behind it because it never showed back up. I was definitely unnerved. Like, if this was the guy who ordered it, then what was he doing? I took a few steps back toward my car, and that's when I heard leaves crunching from directly in front of me. I could hear it getting closer, but still saw nothing aside from empty darkness among the trees. I dropped the bag and got in my car. It took my stupid old car way too long to start. But when it finally did, I made a three-point turn and began driving back down the gravel road. As I did, I caught a glimpse of a man in the side of my headlights, sprinting through the woods and right at the road, clearly trying to cut me off. I luckily made it past him before he got in front of me, because I honestly don't think my car would have been able to stop or swerve out of the way. The rest of that gravel road, it was eerily quiet. When I got back to the highway, I ended my shift and went straight back home. I looked up that area on Google Maps, and there were absolutely zero houses there. It was just some abandoned gravel road with a dead end. I don't know what I was in the middle of, or how many people were in the woods around me. But I know I'm lucky to have gotten away.